We are boosters, cheerleaders, call us what you will, of our hometown businesses. And that, of course, includes in a very, very big way the automotive industry. We support all of them and want them all to do well. General Motors did extremely well. We spoke with Mark Royce about that. We were to have Jim Farley or some of his people on, and some things have happened where they're not able to be, but we will have Jim Farley back on. That tradition is going to continue, but nobody likes waking up to a headline. This one happens to be the Detroit News. Ford posts $2 billion loss after series of woes, yet you go into the business section and it says record EV sales juice Ford's January totals. So Ford Motor Company last year had a $17.9 billion in profits. I guess the story here is what Rivian gives, Rivian can take away. And someone who can give us all the background and his insight is Paul Eisenstein, chief of thedetroitbureau.com. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Good to be with you.
Always nice to be with you. What happened?
Well, it's an interesting case. There are all sorts of good numbers. They did make more money than last year. EBIT, their earnings before interest and taxes, was about $400 million. On the other side, they fell way short of where they wanted to go. According to Jim Farley, well, I'll tell you what he would have said if he was on this morning. According to the Free Press report, I'm frustrated. He said it actually during a call that one of my folks was on yesterday, and Farley was not happy. According to him, they left about $2 billion on the table, money that they should have been able to make, among other things, if they hadn't had supply chain problems. They got nailed by supply chains a lot worse than General Motors did.
Why do you think that would be?
Well, all the makers are struggling. They're battling it out to try to get every chip. You know, this is a case where it's every man for himself in an industry where the supply chain is just not coming through the way they want it. Ford did well with EVs, as you mentioned. They could have done better. They had a lot of us. I mean, I can tell you personally that I had to wait a lot longer than expected to buy my Ford F-150 Lightning last year, and that ran all the way through. On the positive side, for Ford, not necessarily as much for many listeners, they were able to cut their incentives back substantially. They cut in half how much they gave on average in givebacks, you know, rebates, low interest loans, and the like. Everybody did last year because there were short supplies. So Ford could have done worse if they were forced to give the usual cash back. You know, they were giving about $7,000 per Lincoln before all this this trouble with supply chain happened. And by the way, Ford customers, Lincoln customers, also got hit because of the price of vehicles. The price of the typical Ford Motor Company vehicle went up sharply as well last year.
Hmm. Well, it's never just one thing. It is a series of things. And as the story says in the Detroit News, it was a series of things, they hitting potholes more than one in missing their earnings guidance and posting the $2 billion net loss. The good news is, and this is what people look at other than stockholders and other people like that, but the employees should know they're still going to get the profit-sharing payout averaging $9,176, which is quite a bit better than their figures last year.
Yeah, it is good money. It's not nearly as good as what workers over at General Motors are going to get. I mean, they're getting crazy amounts of money. But
$12,750, so $3,000.
Yeah. Well,
but they made $15 billion, and Ford lost $2 billion. So I don't even understand how that works.
Yeah. Well, the fact that they got profit sharing is a complex formula, and one would have to dig in there. Remember, a lot of times you can wind up losing money even when the reality is you you put in some earnings. One of the reasons that Ford went into the hole, it was because they wrote off their investments in many cases on Rivian, the EV maker, which really started out here in Detroit, really moved out of Detroit, as well as Argo, the autonomous driving company out of Pittsburgh, which Ford essentially divested itself of.
Tell me about the Rivian thing, because in the stories I was reading, that Rivian helped lead them to $17.9 billion in profits, bolstered by the gains on that investment, and then it all fell apart, and they lost $2 billion. They were hit by a $7.4 billion market-to-market net loss in Rivian. Whatever happened to Rivian?
Oh, Rivian is out there. It's struggling a little bit to get more vehicles built. The positive side for Rivian is they've got strong demand for their two all-electric vehicles, the R1T, which is their electric pickup, and the R1S, which is their newer sport utility vehicle. They would be doing a lot better if they could wind up getting enough parts and getting the factories to operate at full speed. You know, we have a number of EV startups right now, Rivian and Lucid and Canoo and all these others. And here's a little trick that they didn't realize when they went into business. Building cars is difficult. Designing cars isn't that tough. Building them is where it gets really rough. And all these startups are running into similar problems to what you may recall Tesla had when it started going into the mainstream with their Model 3 a few years ago, and they went through what Elon Musk called production hell. Well, that's what Rivian and all these other startups are facing right now. Some of them may not make it into production, and others are producing far fewer vehicles than they had hoped to do, and that's hurting them in terms of earnings, or I should say losses, and their stock tumbling. With Lucid, which builds an amazing vehicle called the Air, they're just lucky they have a big investment from Saudi Arabia. In fact, some people are reporting, we've reported, that the Saudis may take them private so that they don't have to worry about Wall Street.
We're talking with Paul Eisenstein, chief of the DetroitBureau.com. And, you know, the other thing those startups have to worry about, Lucid, Rivian, is that there is a Ford F-150 Lightning, mm-hmm. all electric. And that a guy like Paul Eisenstein, who knows the business forwards, backwards, inside out, chose to go with the good old-fashioned Ford F-150 rather than the new Lucid or Rivian.
Yeah, well, of course, Lucid is building what you might call a grand tourer or a sports sedan.
It looks good, by the way. It's a very good-looking car.
It's gorgeous and a lot of fun to drive. They have a new version coming out, by the way, real quickly before you go off, that'll do 0 to 60. You ready for this? Under 2 seconds.
Oh, come on. To 60 in under 2 seconds?
Yep. It could be the fastest production vehicle ever built.
Does that come standard with a neck brace?
I hate to think about what your insurance bill is going to be.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. All right. Well, we always appreciate talking to you. Go to TheDetroitBureau.com, TheDetroitBureau.com. See what Paul Eisenstein is all about. He's the chief of TheDetroitBureau.com, and it's always a pleasure. Paul, thank you.
Great to be with you. Maybe catch up next week from Chicago.
All right. We'll look forward to that. The Chicago Auto Show. 728 at 760 WJR, Friday morning with Paul W.